A massive Muslim city has been planned for Texas, and it's causing quite the stir. Epic City, which stands for East Plano Islamic Center, is planned to be built just north of Dallas. Organizers are saying it will be, quote, the epicenter of Islam in America. Spanning more than 400 acres, it will have a brand new mosque that will serve as the town center, as well as 1,000 new homes, a school, and a shopping center. But Texans ain't happy about this. Because, you know, religion is great, unless you pick the wrong one. Governor Greg Abbott says the community, quote, will never see the light of day. Uh-oh, Governor Hot Wheels over here is going to go get them Muslims. He has come out against the mosque, tweeting that the state is uncovering legal violations by Epic City that go far beyond what people realize. He has launched an investigation into Epic's board and accused the mosque of breaking the law by operating a funeral home without a license. He has launched an investigation into Epic's board and accused one of their other mosques, about a half hour away from the new site, of breaking the law by operating a funeral home without a license. Abbott has also directed multiple state agencies to look into potential crimes, hoping to find crimes to stop the community from being built. Abbott believes that there may be, quote, potential failures to comply with applicable state and federal securities requirements, including protections against fraud. He went on to say that, quote, the group behind the proposed East Plano Islamic Center compound may be misleading investors. This all sounds a little bit like, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. Now remember, all that's going on is a bunch of Muslims want to build a community. They're not waging a jihad against the state or anything. But never mind the facts. Governor Abbott is going to show everyone that not only are the stars at night big and bright deep in the heart of Texas, but so is its Islamophobia. Governor Greg Abbott doesn't really want to do anything to make the state a better place to live. Let's not focus on the fact that Texas is ranked as one of the top 10 worst states to live in, or that the state ranks next to last in children's health care. No, let's assume that Muslims are nefarious criminals instead. That'll help everybody. Let's go after them with the full force of the state, because if we can't have government goons rifling through a religious institution, then what is the government good for? If we are all concerned with religious institutions misusing their money, power, authority, and think they are criminals that need to be rooted out, then where's the scrutiny over Christian churches? In Texas, everything is bigger. Apparently, the hypocrisy is, too. If there's one thing I know about organized religion, it's that it's corrupt to the core. And of the things that discriminate, that one doesn't. There's something about religion that makes people go bananas and become money hungry. Maybe it's that nonprofit designation that allows religious institutions to raise unlimited tax-free funds to the tune of more than $128 billion a year. Why isn't Texas looking into churches? They have more than 200 megachurches. The only state with more megachurches is California, and they beat Texas by just 8 of them. So maybe you're asking, well, technically, what is a megachurch? Glad you asked. It's any church with an average weekly attendance of 2,000. So why aren't these more than 200 megachurches being looked into? That's another great question. I can only speculate, but it might have something to do with the fact that roughly two-thirds of those attending megachurches describe themselves as evangelical. 40% of them are non-denominational, and 16% are Southern Baptists. Oh, is that the Republican voting bloc that I'm seeing there? Okay, well, I mean, I'm sure that has nothing to do with it. And if you believe that, then I want you to believe that even though you can't see me during this podcast, that I am this generation's Raquel Welch. Now, just in case Greg Abbott is watching, then let me give him a few suggestions of where to start his investigation into megachurches after he's done rifling through Epic City. Whatever happened after 500 envelopes full of cash and checks were found behind a loose toilet at Lakewood Church? That's Joel Osteen's church. Yep, 600 grand was found, weirdly enough. And here's something else that's strange. That money was linked to a burglary of the church in the same amount that happened back in 2014. Maybe you should look to see if there are any more financial crimes at Fellowship Church after it was discovered that their former manager bilked over $1 million from the church. That very church's pastor, Ed Young, has also been up to some funny business. He was spotted jetting around the country in a French-made Falcon 50 private jet worth an estimated $8.4 million. This was purchased with the help of his attorney and fishing buddy through a complex series of business creations and transactions. Records show that it was purchased in 2007, but has been hidden away where only a few people get to see it. The congregation, in fact, was never even told about the aircraft. Staff members were told there was no plane. Even more disturbing, several people who have been on the plane deny that it even exists, according to a former employee. Ed Young also personally owns a $1.1 million condo in Miami. That's a pretty nice benefit for running a tax-free entity. And Young, who isn't obligated professionally or legally to tell his congregation anything about the jet, has also said very little to the press when asked about the purchase. He has instead referred media inquiries to his PR firm or ignored requests entirely. Strange, I don't remember reading that verse in the Bible where Jesus defers to a public relations firm. What about Gateway Church, whose pastor Robert Morris was accused of sexual abuse of a 12-year-old girl back in the 80s? Oh yeah, he was Trump's former spiritual advisor, so you're not going to rock that boat now, are you? What about Prestonwood, which has been hit with a litany of sexual abuse allegations? But if Governor Abbott is too scared of the big churches, then maybe he should start with the smaller ones first. Just last December, 38-year-old Arturo Alacron was arrested. He was an associate pastor at 121 Community Church. He was busted for possession of child pornography. Police found that while investigating spy cameras that were found inside the mobile home the church uses as temporary housing for visiting families. Cameras were disguised as alarm clocks and bug control plugins. Oh, and that guy was also a volunteer at the Grapevine Community Outreach Center's after-school program, and get this, a substitute with the Grapevine-Coleyville School District. The state literally hired a pervert child molester to teach your kids, and they're worried about a proposed Muslim city. Because, you know, be scared of the turban. It's classic xenophobia. So what's my point? Do I despise megachurches? Yes, 100%. It's a perversion of religion, rife with fraud, and a tax loophole that breeds corruption. But until we catch them doing something illegal, we can't just target them because we don't like them. We shouldn't try to ban religion by bringing the full force and weight of government goons down on top of them. If we're going to do that, could we at least start with the churches that have already been exposed for being corrupt? Could we launch an investigation into their finances, board members, and operations? At least there's something to investigate there that we know about. Just not liking a mosque and saying it won't see the light of day isn't protecting anyone. Just ask the congregants at Lakewood, Gateway, Fellowship, Prestonwood, and the 121 Community Church. They had their donations misused, hidden, and even children were sexually abused. Perhaps if Christians prayed 5 times a day like Muslims do, maybe their churches wouldn't be filled with so much depravity in the first place. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.